yekora lawi aduari awoto kama
WRCT Pittsburgh
to karilal na kure akwai ni duog na kendo anyalo winyo maber ingen hera tura kanene anyalo winyo maber iduog na kendo jaber arawinjo dala duari odina nyamugu duari pile to kuneni tonatwangi kanya jaber winje kawota duari pinje teteta di Uganda benda duari adi Nairobi to benda duari ilal na kure jaber kiwinja iduog na kendo kuopo heran muofu to heran remo to tura ale kona neni
this is one last time
dugu machiegni kuoma
one last time
nungo piny kurom Parero akendo Kende chaki duogi Iduog kuoma Duoga duoga kuoma Pia pia jabe Kikibedi kiluoro Pia pia Kibiro Ana winj mabel Kwa kuro rumo duto Kimituaro duto Wawa chonengi ma mwando Ah, di winjo ki winja jabe Rabro winjo wabe Ah, sweetie Ageno in kendi Heratura Ah, ine wanga maneno To ine chunya mayuwe yogo To ine wanga maneno go Ine tienda mawoto go Ye iduo kendo Kiduogo kuma Ino bro winyo maber Ye winya Iduogo kuma kendo Ara winya kaka uyo nini Angenya say my polio Tope winyo wajabe Yambona Kire Iduok na kendo Bewinjo weje Joseph Iye iduok kendo Ahera kura Wijeka era pe Awinjo mwan Iye iduok kendo Kiduogo Ana winj maber Ero kamano jaber Eri kum Joseph Mogo wendi nono Kapari tamiel matin Ah sweetie Ae sweetie Ye duo kendo Ana winj maber Ero kamano
An early portrait of Henri Matisse One was quite certain that for a long part of his being one being living He had been trying to be certain that he was wrong in doing what he was doing And then when he could not come to be certain that he had been wrong in doing what he had been doing When he had completely convinced himself that he would not come to be certain that he had been wrong in doing what he had been doing, he was really certain then that he was a great one, and he certainly was a great one. Certainly, everyone could be certain of this thing, that this one is a great one. This one was one very many were knowing some, and very many were glad to meet him. Very many sometimes listened to him. Some listened to him very often. There were some who listened to him, and he talked then, and he told them then that certainly he had been one suffering, and he was then being one trying to be certain that he was wrong in doing what he was doing, and he had come then to be certain that he never would be certain that he was doing what was wrong for him to be doing then. And he was suffering then, and he was certain that he would be one doing what he was doing, and he was certain that he should be one doing what he was doing, and he was certain that he would always be one suffering. And this then made him certain, this, that he would always be one being suffering. This made him certain that he was expressing something being struggling. And certainly very many were quite certain that he was greatly expressing something being struggling. This one was knowing some who were listening to him, and he was telling very often about being one suffering. And this was not a dreary thing to anyone hearing that then. It was not a saddening thing to anyone hearing it again and again. To some, it was quite an interesting thing hearing it again and again. To some, it was an exciting thing hearing it again and again. Some knowing this one and being certain that this one was a great man and was one clearly expressing something, were ones hearing this one telling about being one being living. We're hearing this one telling this thing again and again. Some who were ones knowing this one and were ones certain that this one was one who was clearly telling something, was a great man, were not listening very often to this one telling again and again about being one being living. Certainly some who were certain that this one was a great man and one clearly expressing something and greatly expressing something being struggling, were listening to this one telling about being living, telling about this again and again and again. Certainly very many knowing this one and being certain that this one was a great man and that this one was clearly telling something, were not listening to this one telling about being living, were not listening to this one telling this again and again.
Was so Chamber. Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music together. We'll be right back.
Covering your ears? Well, you should. Protect your ears, he said, sagely said. It's Docanomia, and we've got about 28 minutes left, and I hope you're enjoying the show. And I wanted to add to this discussion, this monologue on deafness, hard of hearingness, weird experience from my own archive of weird experiences professionally. I had mentioned earlier that folks who are in comas can hear you, and I don't know if they'll remember everything you said, but they can hear you, and it's surprising because you just never know. The reason why I do know personally that people hear you, and again, as I mentioned, hearing is the last thing to go as one lay dying. And so among family and friends of yours, don't be shy about it. Tell them what you need to tell them. And it's good. It's really good, and it's helpful. It's also very helpful in this particular case. As I was mentioning, being in a coma, I've had experience with folks in a coma, supine and standing. A little in-joke there. But this was really surprising. I had one gentleman that I worked with who had fallen off a roof. He was a roofer and, sustained a coma. And started coming around, and it was fascinating because it was really, really in stages. I mean, it got to a stage where he was able to sit up and, pretty haltingly speak, but he could speak, and it was not spontaneous all the time. And again, as I mentioned, it was halting, but he had a roommate who, a young guy who sustained a stroke because of cocaine use. And he was a gang member. He was with the Crips. He was with the Crips here in Homestead. And he would flick food at this roommate. Why they put them together, I have no idea, but he would flick food at this at his roommate, at his comatose roommate. And he would swear at him, you know, call him every name in the book. And, you know, finally when this guy had recovered sufficiently, he was able to say, you know, it was just pure hell. You know, he was powerless to do anything while this this roommate of his flicked food in his direction at him and, you know, swore at him up and down. Just really, really bad stuff. Now, I also had the experience of a person post-coma who strangely had a real gift for predicting the future. And, you know, I guess things are kind of all said. I mean, as much as we have recognized all these advances in chemistry and medicine and what have you, there's still a mystery. You know, like folks have been struck by lightning. All of a sudden, if they don't die, all of a sudden have special talents, musicality, being able to compose. Well, this guy from a coma had a special talent of predicting the future. And he predicted not way in things, but just kind of like, you know, within a week or a few days or whatever. And it was astounding. And then folks had him predict lottery numbers. And sure enough, I mean, it was never big. It was never big, but he could predict certain lottery aspects. I don't play a lottery, but I think I remember it being just a few hundred dollars at best. And I don't know whether he hedged because he had this terrible power and knew that people were exploiting him. And then all of a sudden it just fainted. Not fainted, it all of a sudden it just went away. This power to predict just went away. And instead, what he had was this incredible ability to throw his voice, like ventriloquism. I mean, minus any kind of, you know, formal ventriloquist dummy, that whole setup, he would throw his voice fantastically from, like, the sofa, you know, like from a end table, from, say, what sounded like in a back room. And it was just incredible. I think he was maybe getting back at people exploiting him. And people would look, and then, you know, he would make like these ghostly sounds and freak people out. Freak people out. Anyway, you just never, never know. We continue.
In a society that builds machines which act like men and creates men who act like machines, it is possible that you, too, may come to love Big Brother. And now,
the revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother.
How could you make an appeal to the future when not a trace of you, not even an anonymous word scribbled on a piece of paper?
Yeah, that impossibly won't be true. It's a worry, isn't it? That the rest of the world's media is doing such a bad job that a little group of activists is able to release more of that type of information than the rest of the world press combined.
While you mention international media, this is a good time to actually bring something out of box. There are a couple of sound bites from Julian Assange which I want to play for you all to talk about. Incidentally, just sort of for a note, these were conducted by VideoLink. They were after the latest round of WikiLeaks and obviously done from in hiding. But we got pictures of the video. Just have a listen to this and we'll talk afterwards.
There's been more leaked prosecutions of media sources under the Obama administration than all previous presidents combined. That is a highly unusual and concerning shift by the Obama administration into a regime after Southern police recent from the president and other acts like police.
anybody who was involved in the breaking of American law, who has put at risk assets and people that I have described, they will be held responsible. They will be held accountable.
But it could open a deep minefield.
Das ist allen Freude. Good night, Mother dear.
Good night, darling. Happy dreams. Love you.
This is our best time. The best time for all mothers and children. The moment of wonderful peace and contentment. Knowing your children are all cozy in bed for the night. Safe and sound. Happy and healthy. Sometimes I wonder if we really appreciate how very fortunate we are. How truly blessed. For the joy of these precious moments. For that greatest of all gifts. Our children's happiness and health. But there are other mothers who no longer know such moments of peace and happiness, who may never know it again. You can save a life, a child's life. And thank God tonight that child is not your own. You can help by giving to the Jimmy Fund. The Jimmy Fund, Boston, Massachusetts. In a few moments, members of the theater staff will pass among you. Please give as generously as you can. Please.
Listen carefully.
And the tanks will spend happily antiseptic infancies untouched by human hands. Antiseptic infancies by remote control. Happily antiseptic infancies untouched by remote control. They'll even be tucked into their cribs by remote control.
Consequently, by the time they're 20, they're really experts.
To them, computers are brilliant and friendly and cool.
Changing our social structures, our governmental structures, our business structures. Everything, absolutely everything is up for grabs. And nothing's gonna make any sense at all for a couple of decades, so you may as well sit back and enjoy the ride.
But I brought my finger around until it firmly touched the finger stop. And now, I remove my finger. Soon after you dial the number you want, you will hear this tone. That's the ringing signal. The ringing signal. An interrupted burring sound.
Changing our social structures, our governmental structures, our business structures. Everything, absolutely everything is up for grabs.
Shouldn't I be a little frightened?
Future is gonna be amazing. Amazing.
And now,
amazing. Amazing.
Listen carefully.
Nothing's gonna make any sense at all for a couple of decades, so may as well sit back and enjoy the ride.
Dangerous technology.
Total control
by remote control.
Total
control.
By remote control.
Shouldn't I be a little frightened? Total control.
By remote control.
You will hear this tone.
We're inventing dangerous technology.
You will hear the ringing.
This
signal.
Tone.
The ringing.
Signal. Total control.
By remote control.
Total control.
By remote control.
You will hear this tone. Ringing signal. The ringing signal. The ringing signal. The ringing signal. The ringing signal.
As a last resort, you can always pull out the plug. As a last resort, you can always pull out the plug.
Total control.
By remote control.
Listen carefully.
Total control.
Pull out the plug. Pull out the plug.
Total control.
By remote control.
Total control.
By remote control.
Pull out the plug. Pull out the plug.
Total control.
By remote control.
Pull out the plug.
Thank you.
big for me. Makes me feel good to pass on our Arapaho traditions. My kids love going up to the Sundance. I like to tell people the Sundance is about family. It's about the tribe. It's not just about the dancer. It's kind of like life. As a Sundancer, I'm just one spoke in the wheel. I need my family there. I need my role models. I need my people there, especially my children. You know, coming in that door, my family is ready to see me and they believe in me. Before, I'd never seen that from my people. But now when I walk in that door and I see those smiling faces and they're happy to see me, that's special. With my four kids, all I ask for them in Arapaho ways is health and happiness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, it's been such groovy fun with you, as it always is. I hope you enjoyed the show. There's much more of the show, but I had to close the curtains, shut the door, shut and bolt the door for another installment of Wound Liquor. I always overestimate how much time I have and how much less I'll be yakking. But anyway, we'll see you next Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Have a great week.
Tears are a tin box. Jesus Christ.
Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.